Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Feel good today. What a big day at the brand we have. What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge, your sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. All of the odds on the Early Edge are provided by the king of all sports books, BetMGM. Now, yesterday, kind of a ho-hum day. We lost a little juice, but Sportsline did very, very well. That's where all the content is. We're just a liaison to get there. But we know this, that today the focus is going to be everywhere. We have soccer, baseball. We've got a little bit of everything. And I've got the best stars in the business. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. We're going 5 wide. And I mean 5 wide today. The counselor is here. Danny Brasco is here. Buckets is here. And my man, the sniper, is here. Now, gentlemen, this is a big day. And from day one, I told everybody, we're taking the show worldwide. We're taking the show overseas, wherever the Early Edge can go. That's exactly what we're going to do. So, wheels up for your boy. Later this afternoon to London, England. It's Logan Paul. It's KSI. We're going into that pool. Uh-oh!
Whoa, coach. Did I just hear you say KSI, Logan Paul, you're covering boxing on this show and you don't have the biggest sports line, Early Edge boxing fan appearing here? You're going to talk about KSI? You're going to talk about Logan Paul? Do you know who Dylan Danis is, coach? Have you ever heard of Tommy Fury, coach? I know you're going to London. I came here to say goodbye, wish you a safe flight, but I also came here to challenge you to not one, but 2 showdowns. Let's go main event. I've got Dylan Danis. I've got Tommy Fury. You've got KSI. You've got Logan Paul. What say you, coach?
I am stunned. But as soon as I get over that, first of all, I'm shocked that those words would even come out of your mouth. But I'll look past that because a double showdown from Manchester, England, with the 2 gentlemen that are running the world right now when it comes to that? Oh, Proppy. I've only got 4 words to say. Snake, hit the music. It's gonna be a showdown. Now, since you decided to ruin my flow, and apparently the sniper's got your back too, you decided to ruin my flow, can I please continue?
No, you can't actually, coach, because unlike you, I've got to go to the lab because I have a stream to prepare for tonight. Also tomorrow, our Friday prop show, our primetime stream tonight, coach. Someone's got to run this brand. You're not going to be here. So I wish you all luck, fellas. Coach, have a safe flight, but I'm out.
That's my VP, baby. That's my VP, coach.
That's your VP? Mister, I just got a 6-year-old's haircut. That's my VP.
What?
What just happened? What just happened? I swear to you, I do not know what just happened. Now, sorry. I got to catch myself. Now, getting back to the real show, and that is a real showdown. I'll give Proppy a lot of credit. That takes some guts. But a couple of days ago, my man, the sniper, was perfect here on the show. So as I look at my crew, I think, Sniper, you deserve the 15 seconds. Floor is yours.
Okay. First off, let's talk about the Dodgers getting bounced in the first round again. You happened 2019, 2022, 2023, 100 games in the regular season, don't even show up in the playoffs. And you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of all this excuse making by people, mostly fans who act like the guys are going to forget how to play baseball when they sit around for 5 days. Did you know the All-Star break is 4 days? Oh, no. They had days off? Give me a break with this, man. The teams with byes were 3-1 after the break last year, after the bye last year. You can't just say because the three of the four teams lost this year that we have to change the format. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of, oh, my team lost, so we need to change the rules. No. How about if they show up? The Dodgers were awful. They did not show up. We don't need to change the format. And while I'm here on the quit crying stuff, Travis d'Arnaud of the Braves after the game called the locker room a sanctuary and said it makes us not want to talk to the media. Why? Because Orlando Arcia said, attaboy Harper after game two. Somebody in the Philadelphia media said it. The Bryce Harper went out and gave up two home runs. Apparently it's the media's fault that Bryce Harper was awesome yesterday. Who knew? Quit making excuses. Man up.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That got me back in the right mood after apparently, according to CID, I got slammed by Proppy. Somebody else is saying Proppy buckets 2024. Stop it. It's not going to happen. Now, Matt, amazing. By the way, quick shout out to another Matt who was on the show yesterday, courtesy of St. Jude. My man hit his bet at plus money.
Yep.
Sweat free. His analysis was spot on. Jason Hayward got pulled in the fifth.
One at bat. Yep.
Right? So Matt will be back on Monday night because he bought not one, but two opportunities to be on the show. And the amount of money he paid, we are more than happy to have him on. He was great, really good dude. And we can't wait to have him on Monday. Great 15 seconds. But counselor, Danny, I apologize that I made you wait this long. But tonight, we could see another top-shelf team hit the road. The Braves on the road in Philadelphia. How is this number possible? Minus 155. And, Counselor, I'm starting with you. They're down 2-1. The Phillies have been damn near dominant outside of two home runs in game number two. That's it. So are we fading or are we following the Braves to even the series?
This is interesting considering the pitching matchup here. I mean, you have Spencer Strider on the mound versus Ranger Suarez. I mean, it does this number is fitting. I mean, minus 155 makes sense. I, of course, don't want to take the minus 155, but I also don't want to be on the plus 125. I'm trying to figure out ways to bet this game on the Braves side without having to really like pay the minus 155. I mean, I'd be curious what Sniper or somebody else thinks in terms of like a Spencer Strider to win. To record the win, because obviously that number is going to be great. It's probably like plus 110, something like that.
No, but I'd be leaning towards the Braves last night.
What is it, Matt?
It was in the plus 200s when I looked last night.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Well, let's go to Matt right now. You just heard what Sia said. What's your reaction to that?
I'm actually on the Phillies. It's vibe central. The Braves are shook, man. When you're complaining about the media in the clubhouse after you lost and you fell down 2-1 instead of not making excuses, come on. Ranger Suarez has thrown really well against the Braves all season, and including going back to last season. So I like Suarez to go 3, 4, maybe 5. That's probably pushing it a little bit. But then the Phillies can piece together the bullpen much like they did in game one. Like I said, the Braves are shook, man. I'm going with the Phillies.
Maybe here's another option, Danny, because I actually am going to follow the Sniper. But the run line for the Phillies, very affordable. Minus 128 right now, plus 1.5 at home. That's what I would play. How about you, Danny?
I really like that, Coach, because you get that run insurance with the home team. So that's really nice. You get that last at bat. And, you know, everyone's going to go here and bet the narrative that the Braves have to force a 5 or a game 5 is great for baseball. But narratives don't have to come true just because you make them up. Citizens Bank Park seems just electric and so hard to play in right now. And although Strider has been quite good against the Phillies, I'm kind of with Sniper right now. It just feels like as good and dominant as the Braves were during the regular season, it just doesn't really matter right now. And I'd lean Phillies.
They're hitting Coach, great.
Real quick, I just checked the number on Strider. It's plus 130 for him to record the win. Yeah, I was hoping it was a little deeper than that, maybe like a plus 150 because of the possibility that he gets like pulled a little bit early if he gets into any trouble whatsoever. But I don't hate that number. I certainly would like that over the minus 155.
All right. Great analysis from all three. We tell you all the time, use the information to make your choice. Hashtag educate and entertain. Now, later today, before I go wheels up, you guys know every single week, it's us against Pick Six, Will Brinson. And I have been kicking his tail all over the place. Good. Today, 3:25 Eastern time. I'll be picking my games, getting in my Uber, and heading to the airport because that's how we do it. We even work on travel days. So, with that being said, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Snake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Counselor, I'm going to come right back to you because what I have in my mind right now is my full-length bed in first class on British Airways and turning on the TV at Wheels Up. And you know what starts at 8:15 Eastern time, which just happens to be the exact same time that my flight is? This game.
Yeah, Coach, some college football, right?
Yeah, Houston-West Virginia game. I'm all over it. No, my boys, the Chiefs, number 15. And oh, by the way, rumor has it, she's going from California 15 minutes. I could have gone and met her last night. She was 15 minutes from me. But Taylor Swift will be at the game tonight to root on her hobbled boo. So at 10.5, the total is 47. What are we thinking, Counselor?
This is really curious because, I mean, we know Denver's defense is literally the worst in the league. And KC at home, I think there's some factors kind of going both ways here. I mean, the Denver defense, they got healthier last week, but some of those guys that came back last week are actually out tonight. So I don't really know what to think. Anytime it's a double digit on a Thursday night game, I think you have to be weary of that. The question is like the Kansas City offense has sputtered here and there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just question how much they're going to air it out. I question whether or not Russell Wilson's going to have a backdoor cover scenario because we know he's really good at that. In garbage time when it doesn't matter, Russell Wilson can certainly air it out. But with all of that said, I'd be trying to find other ways to bet this game. If I had to bet the side and the total, though, I'd bet the Chiefs. I'd also probably lean towards the under. There's one thing we have to factor in, and when we get to Thursday night primetime, this is really going to be a discussion point. What is the weather? Because it looks like the wind is going to be pretty high, not extremely high, but like in the 20 to 25 mile per hour range, and we might have some rain too. If that becomes the scenario, then I think we see maybe a little less passing, knowing that the Kansas City Chiefs can probably run clock, run Isaiah Pacheco all game long. So I'd be leaning towards the under right now and leaning towards the Chiefs.
And that's why my man is my 1B. By the way, when you host tonight, because everybody knows when I'm gone, you're in the host seat, except for the prop show. EC's doing that one. But when you host tonight, if you even let or even think about letting Proppy speak to you that way, I'll be very disappointed in you. Very disappointed in you. Now, speaking of Isaiah Pacheco, I don't want you to give away your pick, but that's where a lot of people are leaning today because of the Thursday night narrative. Sniper, your thoughts?
Well, you didn't want to give away my pick, but you did it anyway, I guess.
I didn't say what it was.
True. I'm going to follow the Chiefs here. I know that it was week one that you warned me that the Chiefs win but don't cover, and you were right. I followed the Chiefs on that one, and they lost to the Lions. But I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject there either. Anyway, I do like the Chiefs by multiple scores here. So, yes, I'm going to follow the Chiefs. Maybe 14.
I kind of like that. 14, Broncos defense is horrible. Danny, you've been killing it. I encourage you guys to follow my man on social media because he puts up football plays all the time with incredible analysis. What do you say to this one?
Thanks, Coach. And man, when Sia was talking, I almost broke my neck from nodding my head. I was loving so much of the analysis. And you know what it all points towards? When you're scared to lay that 10.5, it means you want the dog. And this is disgusting. Sometimes you got to just take your medicine in these spots and play the ugly ones. But getting 10.5 on a short week, I don't care if it's a junior varsity volleyball team playing them. I'm going to take the points here. We know, Coach, you know better than anyone as a Chiefs fan. They win games with these large spreads, and they do not cover. You want a remarkable stat? The Chiefs are 11-0 in their last 11 against the Broncos, but they're just 6-5 against the spread. And when Mahomes is a double-digit favorite, 22-2 straight up, 10-13-1 against the spread. They win games. They don't cover the big number. They play slow. They don't let they don't run up the score like the Eagles do. They're going to run the ball. If there's wind and rain conditions, it goes towards the number. You want the points with the total coming down, Coach.
Everything you just said is absolutely spot on. They play like champions. And champions don't care about the point spread. Champions don't care about anything other than winning football games. That's exactly what they do. Gentlemen, incredible NFL analysis by all three of you. Couldn't ask for
Coach, all three of us. You mean all four of us, because you know that your boy is currently 2-0 on my pick so far in the NFL this season, but I'm also still first in the Final Fantasy Sportsline Football League here. So I believe you guys in my perspective as well. Not to mention, I'm probably the biggest Swifty here in this chat and on this show. So I'm going to give you a different perspective than the NFL experts here at Sportsline, Coach. As we all know right now, Venus is in retrograde, and as Taylor Swift has taught us, that means that the conditions at the stadium are going to be atrocious. We are not going to see almost any points in this match. I love the under, but I'm also with Danny. I love Broncos plus 10.5 here, because not only is the weather going to be bad, Kelsey is hurt, Taylor's having a bad morning. We also got to remember that the Chiefs have to travel to Germany in a couple weeks. They've got a tough schedule here, Coach. A lot of travel going on, a short week. They'll win this game, but not by more than 10.5. An official pick for me is Broncos plus 10.5 here, Coach.
I'm actually shocked that he knew all that information. Anybody else shocked?
That was awesome. Also, I never considered tapping into astrology to handicap
games. There you go.
Now I'm going to. I mean, that felt like a good angle, legit.
And, Buck, it's one little thing, though. It's not called a match. It's called a game.
I keep doing that. Dang it. Okay.
It's called a game. And by the way, that little hockey jersey that you ordered last night, because apparently you hit your first hockey bet too, I can't even believe the world we're living in right now. It's not a kit. You just order the jersey. It's not a kit. You don't get a bunch of things in the box. You just get the jersey. Okay? It's not a kit.
Gotcha.
You all are testing me today. You all are testing me today. Now, I'll tell you where I like to be tested all the time is when I'm taking my withdrawals from BetMGM. So new BetMGM customers can sign up today, right here, right now, and get $200 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive $200 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome, with bonus code EDGE200. That's bonus code EDGE200. Bradley says, Coach, cut Buckus some slack. He doesn't know what a kit is. Lori, who I respect a lot, says, whoo, the train has come off the tracks this morning, Coach. Lori, I could not agree more. But guess what? 3 hours before us, a show that Buckus refuses to even be a part of because it's so early. Brand new show we like to call Morning Footy.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. The time has arrived. And as I look at my notes and I look at the schedule today, I've got to start with buckets because there is some very important qualifying. And you know, if you're a Sportsline member, you're already there. But buckets, I need you to educate and give me your play. Start us off.
Coach, I will do a favor here and educate and entertain. Even though you said I have a six-year-old haircut, I think it's very immature, and I think I look fantastic today. So here's what we're going to do. We've got the Euro qualifier starting this afternoon. So the international break going on, this is why the break is happening. It is for these big qualifying matches. But I need to tell everybody, be careful on these matches. If you want to drop your unit size here, that is not a bad idea because qualifiers and international matchups like this can be extremely difficult to cap because we just don't have enough data to view a lot of these matchups here. I'm going to be looking at the match between Croatia and Turkey, which is a very tricky one to bet on, but hear me out here. We've got Croatia, who is the top team in Group D, who have only conceded a single goal so far in their first five matches of this competition, hosting the second place team in Group D, Turkey. These are two teams that have completely different opposite play styles here. Croatia is a defensive titan. They grind for these 1-0, 2-0 wins. They will score in the first 15 minutes and spend the next 80 minutes with nine people in the box just trying to exhaust you and really just piss you off in the process. Turkey, on the other hand, plays exactly how their clubs play. This is a team that plays for goals. BTTS, over 2.5, over 3.5. They don't care about defense at all. They are going to ram as many goals down your throat as they possibly can here. I'm taking BTTS here at plus 105. And the reason it's plus odds is because I mentioned Croatia's defense is just that good. They haven't conceded in their last three matchups, but I think they're going to concede here. Turkey have the likes of Ozan Kabak, Bertug, Ukan, Kaku, and more, while Croatia has Perisic, Kramaric, Modric, and more as well here. There are enough attackers on this pitch, and there's enough attacking quality to hit BTTS, especially at plus odds. We got to take a stab at it.
The chat, per usual, is all over buckets. He's in fuego. Do you know what in fuego means, buckets?
Can you give me a hint of what language that is first? Then I could probably figure it out with context clues, Coach.
It means you're on fire. That's what it means. Hey. It means you're on fire.
En fuego.
In Canadian.
Annie, do not.
I have to encourage him. That's what I'm here for.
Not encourage this. Do not encourage this. All right, real quick, because I told you we have everything on the show, including what me and Danny are going to do right now. But none of my cappers, and we don't force any picks here, ever. Nobody's on the college football yet. But tonight, if you want the Sims, and I'm sure there'll be picks throughout the day, there are two big games on tonight. If you're a Sportsline member, then you can get the Sims right here, right now. But I'm going to do you a solid. I'm going to give you 60% off. Use the promo code COACH. QR code, sportsline.com/join. We got West Virginia, Houston, SMU, and ECU. And guess what? I'll tease you just a little bit. Here's one play that's a rated A play. The over 50 in SMU and ECU. The simulations have this one 61 for the total. That's just a tease. That's just a tease. Now, Danny Brasco. All anybody was talking about yesterday was the change to UFC 294. I can't even believe it. So please, in just 15 or 20 seconds, tell the good people how it changed. And then also, you've got two fire picks from this week's fight night. Talk to me.
Coach, the UFC world is on en fuego right now, as we should say. And wow, absolute pandemonium right now with Charles Oliveira out of UFC 294 next weekend, originally slated to face Islam Makhachev for their rematch for the lightweight championship. He's out. Guess who steps in to become to become double champ once again? Alexander Volkanovski. And I felt he beat Islam in their first fight. So he'll get another shot, this time in Abu Dhabi, to face him on 10 days' notice. Absolute savage insanity that he would even take this fight. And in the co-main event, Paulo Costa, staph infection in his elbow, he's out. Kamaru Usman jumps into a number one contender fight against Khamzat Chimaev. The winner of that will face Sean Strickland for the middleweight belt. Absolute insanity around the UFC 294 next week, Coach. So we cannot wait for that. And I'll be back here to talk about that next week with you. But now into this week for two UFC picks for UFC Vegas 81 this Saturday. And I'm going to start with the co-main event. There's sort of inflated favorite in the main event. I'm not that attracted to it. I lean towards Sadiq Youssef to beat Edson Barboza, but from a betting perspective, I'd rather go to the co-main event and give you Jennifer Maia by decision at minus 110. She's taking on Viviane Araújo, and I just feel that Maia is going to outpoint her on the scorecards. Maia used to be a BJJ kind of jiu-jitsu practitioner. All of a sudden, in her last three fights, she's turned herself into a boxer. Pops the jab out there, moves laterally, makes her distance hard to find. And Araújo is gassed later on in fights. If she's kind of tiring and fatiguing in the third, I can definitely see Maia winning this one 2-1 on the scorecard. So give me Maia by decision. She's a minus 170 favorite. You beat 60 cents of juice by taking the most likely outcome. The over 2.5 is minus 500. So just take the decision prop. And then second up, I'm going to go with who am I going with second up? I almost lost.
Christian Rodriguez. Christian
Jake, hit me with the graphic. Christian Rodriguez. I'm playing two units on this too. How could I forget my favorite pick of the night? I think he's going to give his opponent, Cameron Simon, a little bit of a lesson. Simon, young, hyped up prospect, just 22 years old though. And he leaves himself pretty open to be counterpunched. He's got a lot of skill, good kickboxer, training with Dricus out of South Africa. So you like those cloth those guys are cut from. But Rodriguez just took out Raul Rosas in his last fight. Young grappling phenom hyped up, and he just gave him a lesson. I told anyone willing to listen he was going to cash as a plus 190 dog, and he did just that. He's more well-rounded. He's more experienced. He's in the prime of his career, and he's going to take apart Simon. So give me C-Rod at minus 155.
David says, Dan knows fighting. Danny knows football. What does he not know? Thanks, Danny. And how about our girl, Rebecca? I always love branding things. You guys know that. She says, from now on, when Buckets wins, we all yell, F-way to go! Buckets? F-way to... Sniper.
F-way to go.
Like a play on Fuego.
Yeah, in Fuego. Stay
play on Fuego.
Oh, okay.
Fuego to go. I think she was saying Fuego to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Fuego to go. Fuego to go. What is going on today? This show is all over the place. All right. Now, I had no idea that when you're the greatest multi-personality capper in the business, that we could still find yet another one. But ladies and gentlemen, you love First Five Sia. Today, we introduce First Quarter Sia. You're up, counselor.
Quite the introduction. By the way, the haircut for... the haircut that you made fun of, a coach, for Buckets. Everybody that remembers the cartoon or the comics, Dennis the Menace, if Dennis the Menace was all grown up, does he not look exactly like Buckets? I'm just like anybody who knows that reference. Like it is the adult incarnation of Dennis the Menace in every possible way. Okay, let's go to the pick. Sorry for that transition.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going first quarter here. I'm going to the dog. This is going to be an uncomfortable bet. And for the record, I did a first half bet, a few nights ago. That one hit. So it's kind of fun to hit these early bets. I'm going with the first quarter here with the Broncos +3.5 because it's just too many points. Usually you see these first quarter bets as like -0.5, -1, things of that nature. Anytime I'm getting more than a field goal, I really have to take a strong look at it. And then you factor in a lot of different things, like who's actually going to get the kickoff. That matters in the first quarter. The weather is certainly a factor. We have a division game. There's just a lot of things. And by the way, Denver has been bad in some games, but in certain first halves, they've actually been very competitive, very good. If you remember against Washington, they were up 21-3 in that game very early in the game. So they have gotten off to good starts in some of these games. Again, you add the division, you add the weather as a factor, you add we're not exactly sure who's getting the ball first. I think 3.5 is just too much. So give me the Broncos. Hopefully we can cash this 40 minutes into the game.
Leaning right into the Chiefs narrative. This is such a smart play. You never see this number. Never, ever, ever. +3.5 in the first quarter on a Thursday night. Well done, Sniper. Well done, counselor. Now, somebody's telling me to look underneath Bucket's name. Oh, my God.
What's up, coach?
What'd you say, Buckets?
I said, what's up, coach? Just checking in on
nothing,
you.
Nothing what's up. Nothing is up with me. I'm just trying to host the number one betting show in America. That's all I'm trying to do.
That sounds tough.
We have reached that time in the show. No matter what happens, no matter where we go, no matter the direction, I can always count on my man, the Sniper. So today, we've got a big baseball game and a football game starting at basically the exact same time. But Sniper, I want to cash two tickets at the same time. Floor is yours.
Well, we're going to get that done. Let's start with the football. I've got Isaiah Pacheco over 90 and a half rushing plus receiving yards. I believe that he is going to be heavily involved in the Chiefs offense on this one. I think that they're going to have a lead, even if it's not a huge lead, like a lot of people talked about. They're going to milk the clock there. He's also shown several explosive moments this season. It's the second year he's coming into his own in this offense. I like a big game here. Plus, against the Broncos, running backs, dual threat running backs. Even though Brian Robinson isn't usually a dual threat running back, in week two, he had 129 combined yards against them. In week three, the Dolphins, Mostert had 142, and Shane had 233, ridiculous game. In week four, Khalil Herbert of the Bears, 122. Last week, Breece Hall, 194. We only need over 90 and a half right here from Pacheco. I really like this spot for him. Also, back to baseball. Oh, wrong side. This is backwards when I'm looking at myself on the camera. The Phillies, going to the Phillies. As I said, the Braves are shook. Trey Turner, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs, has hit every single game this playoffs. 5-0 on that prop. We're going to keep it going. Look, I talked about it so many times. Trey was one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. After the Philly fans gave him that standing ovation to try to break him out of his slump, a lot of people think that's out of character for Philly fans, but it worked. He's been amazing since then. He is, I know people will get worried about this, 0 for 17 in his career against Spencer Strider. However, only two strikeouts. He's been making contact every single time against him lately. That tells me he's going to find a hole. In fact, I'm going to tell you when it happens. In the first inning, he's going to single through the left side of the infield. Then he's going to steal second. Then Bryce Harper is going to single him home, and we're going to hit this in the first inning.
For those of you new to our brand, the last time Sniper played this pick, 2 days ago, Jose Altuve. How many innings did it take to catch that one, Sniper?
One. He had a ground ball through the left side, and then Jose Abreu hit a home run to score him.
There you go. Hit, run. That's why this bet is so good, and that's why Sniper's the best. Counselor, go.
Just one really quick thing. A lot of people are asking for my golf picks because Thursday I always come with golf picks. I'll tell you, I studied these picks, both three balls and round one matchups. I really didn't see anything I like, so I'm hoping to glean some information from today and get you a pick tomorrow for golf. So I just didn't want to force anything. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw my first round leader picks. Hopefully those can come to fruition in some way. But yeah, golf picks tomorrow.
I felt the same exact way. I didn't see anything that I liked today. Danny, go.
For everyone that's about to bet offense and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in this game, he's actually 9-3 to the under over the past two seasons. That's the second most profitable QB to the under at home other than Lamar Jackson in the NFL over the last 2 years. So heads up on that.
We have to remember that he is not 100%. He is not even close to 100%. He has a bad ankle, and they're just trying to get in and get out. And I hate saying that, but that's exactly how they're going to play tonight, in my opinion. By the way, Roger says, Mr. Obvious here to say, bet of the week, pick the best team in the league. Name the score, even with big win, Niners 38-3. Clearly, Roger is a TikTok fan, because that was my TikTok lock of the week, which I am 4-1 on. And Buckus, I know you're not a math major. That's 80%. That's pretty good. Just sit there and smile while I handle my business. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of my man, the Snake, who has to be pulling his hair out right now. Counselor, Broncos, first quarter, plus 3.5, minus 120. Let's cash just like 20 minutes into the game. Then Buckets, Croatia, Turkey, both teams to score plus money. I'll take it. Sniper, two big plays, one baseball, one football. Isaiah Pacheco, over 90.5 rush and receiving yards. It's called the combo line for those of you new to football betting. Then Trey Turner of the Phillies to go over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 105. Then from UFC Fight Night, they're really starting to get ramped up. Jennifer Maya by decision, minus 110. Christian Rodriguez, money line, minus 155. And a little tease ahead, next week, UFC 294, and we are here for it. Do not forget, later today, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, the counselor will be leading the charge, prime time, early edge, powered by BetMGM, the Broncos, and the Chiefs. What other best bets will the crew have? Tune in live at 7:30 p.m. Also, who will be the next one to get into the club? Because right now, we've got four popping bottles just doing work. AB, counselor, proppy, and myself. Who's going to be next? Tune in tonight to find out. What a really good, fun show today, despite Buckets. Despite. So, With all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And Proppy, this one's for you, big boy. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lomo, Counselor, Sniper, Brasco, Buckets, and Proppy 2024 even. My man, the Snake, always making this show look like $1 million. I am simply the coach trying to get this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. Have a great day. Pay it forward. Be kind to one another. Early Edge. Good luck.
CBS Sunday after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.